This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. 60% of Coloradans have at least some college credential, but CPR's Jenny Brundine explains the state has a long way to go to meet its own goal.
Nationally, 54% of adults hold college degrees, certificates, or industry certification, making Colorado the third most educated state in the nation, after Massachusetts and Utah. The Lumina Foundation's Courtney Brown says the state needs to focus on people with some college and no degree and align credentials with the labor market.
There are way too many people that are going to be left out of the labor market because they don't have those skills and credentials.
Colorado's goal is to get 66% of residents with a degree or credential. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A teacher at a Catholic school in Metro Denver has been fired. The Denver Archdiocese took that action. The teacher was in a same-sex relationship. CPR's Tony Gorman.
Maggie Barton was let go from her job at All Souls Catholic School in Inglewood after the Archdiocese discovered a photo of her and her partner. She admitted to an official that she was in a same-sex relationship.
He was asking me a lot of questions about my understanding of the Catholic faith and if I was aware of the church's position on same-sex attraction and all that kind of stuff.
The Archdiocese said in a statement that a Catholic school employee's same-sex attraction is not cause for termination. They said Barton remaining in the relationship is contrary to the Catholic Church's teachings. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado is the slowest in the country at processing unemployment insurance claims, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. It says the state fulfilled only about one-third of more than 6,000 claims in December of last year. The state Labor Department says they expect to be back on track by the end of March. Pueblo Community College will get more than $400,000 for a program that teaches skills in construction. The state money is part of a larger grant to revitalize rural housing in southern Colorado. Similar funding has gone to colleges in Trinidad and Lamar. And there's more Colorado news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.